Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to ATP Radio with Will Johnson.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to ATP Radio. I know you were not expecting my voice. This is the producer, Annie Cyrus. We are having a little bit of a technical difficulty bringing Will and Shannon on, so I figured I'm just going to come on and say hi and give the shout-out while we wait. So while we're waiting, if you haven't done so yet, please grab your cell phones and send Will's name, W-I-L-L, text that to 88202, and you will be signed up to our mailing system or text alert system, better yet, so you can all get notifications whenever Will goes on radio or anytime we have different videos. With that being said, hang in there because Will and Shannon are here, or at least I hope they are here. Are you guys there?
Yep, we're here. Hello.
Perfect.
Hello,
okay.
Everybody. Happy Thursday. Yeah, thank you, Annie. Yes, today we are talking about what is America transitioning into. It is crazy how much America has changed since January. Absolutely crazy. We have the border, which just last month, border agents are reporting that they have apprehended 172,000 illegal immigrants. We have gun rights on the chopping block. What else do we have, Will? What else do we have here? Oh, yes, we have this huge, gigantic $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan going on. States are now across America starting to put in laws to protect voting rights. Some are arguing that it's not voting rights, but
they're also putting in laws for gun rights, so you can have your so you can have the right to protect your person. It's crazy. So
yeah, that's crazy.
Hey, let me jump in here real quick if I can. Hello, everybody. Thank you for being with us. Please do me a favor. Get out your mobile device and send me a text to 88202 and just type Will in the body of the text. Type W-I-L-L to 88202 and send me a text. It's free information that you'll get. It's really simple. Seriously, on your mobile device, do it. Do it for me. Shannon, if someone wants to give us a call, you know, especially those out there that want to tell us that we're all wrong in what we're saying, what we're doing, what would that number be?
Well, they can call you, Will, at 516-595-8069. And press 1 to come on the line. If you didn't get a pen and paper ready, you can do it again. I'm about to give you the number again.
Give him a second.
Yep, I'm holding on.
Because everyone said they say it so fast.
I know.
I can't get a pencil and paper
actually,
to get the number.
Why don't you just pick up your phone and start dialing? Dial 516-595-8069. We like talking to people. I don't know why more people don't call us, Will.
You know what? Some people are kind of scared because, I say that. But I like it when they call them and try to prove me wrong. But anyways.
Nobody calls and proves you wrong, Will.
Huh? I'm wrong all the time. You tell me that all the time.
Well, I tell you that. But I haven't had any callers actually brave enough to call you and tell you you're wrong. Not often enough. At least they haven't had an argument that is actually convincing enough to prove you wrong.
Well,
that's the problem.
Well, let's give it time. Maybe somebody, or at least maybe someone will call in and have the conversation. Just one more time. If you would, just for me, give me that phone number again.
It is 516-595-8069. What do you want to talk about first? Well, what do you think? Gosh, so much is happening here in America.
Oh my goodness.
It is a different place.
It hasn't even been 100 days. Or has it been 100 days yet?
I don't even know. It's January.
You
know, who cares?
I mean, so think about it. When 100, I think it's April 20th, right? It's 100 days. Is that correct? Am I correct? Is that correct?
I don't know. I don't want to figure it out right now.
You don't want to do the math on it? I'm going to do the math on it because I got to know.
I don't know. Somebody do the math and call them for us. I don't feel like doing it.
Well, the reason why I want to know is because I wonder how many people are going to go at the 100-day mark and say, wow, look at all the achievements that Biden has done. Look at all the achievements that the Democrats have done. Can you name one positive achievement that the Democrats have done for the entire U.S.? Is there one? I mean, giving out money to people is not an achievement.
It's really not. I mean, there's...
Seriously.
Yeah. Some people will say it's a nice gesture, but it doesn't do anything for the overall progress, you know, to move us forward in all honesty, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I don't know either, but I did look it up because I don't want to do the math real quick either, so I use my I cheated.
You googled it.
You know, when I used to work in IT and I would have to call in to these different companies that we have product with and they didn't know the answer, and then I could hear them type in the background, I would go, are you googling the answer? And they would go, I am.
Right.
But so
Either that
days.
Or YouTube it, right?
Yeah. Well, same thing.
YouTube
Google.
Will show you too, yeah.
Absolutely. Video archive. But as of April 30th, which is a Friday, that would be 100 days since January 20th.
Okay, April 30th.
April
30th. It hasn't been 100 days yet.
But you know what? When President Trump was in office the first 100 days, there was rallies being prepared.
Oh, yeah.
People were, like, looking to celebrate because the country was on the right track. Mm-hmm. Now, right now, I mean, it's so chaotic. Mm-hmm. It's so destructive what we're seeing is taking place to our nation today. And that's why the nation is changing.
Mm-hmm.
It already changed because I'm still going to say this. The plandemic was put in place to attack President Trump and to attack our sovereignty and to bring all of us into this one world global economy.
Right.
I'm still saying that today because we see evidence of it, because that's their movement right now. That's where they're moving.
You know, it's interesting because, you know, every day we talk about what are you going to talk about, and there's just so much. There's so much that Biden has done negatively for America. It's almost overwhelming. It's like, okay, which one should we talk about first, right?
Yeah.
So we could talk about, I don't know what you want to talk about.
We could talk about Georgia. We could talk about gun rights. We could talk about how they're still pushing the whole thing onto our children, right, not to be the way they were born. There's just, and you know, the list goes.
We could talk
about the border. Right. The list goes. And you know what? Biden he's switching, and he's going to work on the border wall. He said, I hope I'm getting this right. The way I understand it, he said he's going to fill in the gaps that were left open.
that's called finishing the wall.
Yeah, that's called completing the job.
He all of a sudden he realized that, wait a minute, I think we do need that wall. But he can't say that, right? He can't bring it upon himself to say Trump was right.
No, he can't. You know what? And you know they're gonna finish. I'm gonna make a prediction here. They're going to finish the wall. And then after they finish the wall, they're going to say that they completed this job, technically they would have completed it, but they're going to push it that they were the ones initiated all of this to protect American people. You know that's what they're going to do.
Mm.
And people, because people don't remember stuff from 2.3 seconds later, they're going to be like, Biden did that. Trump didn't have anything to do with it. All of a sudden, they're going to be for it. But you know what? I think it's only going to be temporary. Because they are still wanting to take us into, like I mentioned a second ago, into this globalist system. Because you can't have borders and be a part of the world community. It doesn't work. Or maybe they'll just have the walls up and just let everyone come in through the front door and don't even check anyone. That could be it as well. But right now, it's making them look so bad on the border. With all these children and women coming across, there was one video that's floating around out there with this little boy that was with a group of people, and the Border Patrol went up to him, and the little boy just bawling, crime because he's out in the middle of nowhere by himself. Mm. And he doesn't know what happened to the group of people.
Yeah, I know.
He don't know which way they went. Nothing.
Can you imagine how scary that is?
Nothing. And I mean, looking at the video, he's probably no more than, I'm guessing, maybe 9, maybe 10.
Right. So this has become such a huge business for Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
What a cartel.
So Epic Times actually had a video that yesterday, the day before that I was watching, and they literally have found, you know, the wristbands you get, like when you go to an amusement park or something like that,
uh-huh.
right? Like they're color-coded and
right.
stuff like that.
Right.
Literally, the cartel is handing out these wristbands to say where the people are coming from, what cartel is running them, if they paid or haven't paid yet. It's crazy.
So they have this organized crime. It's organized
exactly.
crime.
It's organized
crime. I mean, so,
crime.
Hey, get in line if you need to pay here. We're going to fast track you if you have on this.
Come on, get your wristband.
You have on this wristband, you get fast track. Oh, you got that wristband, you're going to be in the back of the line in the slow line.
Right. So the
wow.
Brandon Judd, he is the president of the National Border Patrol Council, okay? He said, I would argue that it's the biggest surge that we've ever seen in history of the Border Patrol.
Oh, but let the left say it. Oh, there's no crisis here. There's nothing going on. Nothing to see.
How many times
everybody.
Have we heard the left is saying, oh, this has always been happening. There's always people crossing the border. It is different.
Is that the tone they say it in?
Yeah. Liberals.
Liberal.
Yeah, he said this is nothing. Nothing like they've ever seen before. Right.
I mean, when I was on the border myself, I talked to Border Patrol, and they said, we've never been this overwhelmed. The Border Patrol are exhausted. They're tired because as soon as they sleep, they go to work. When they get off, they go to sleep. They wake up, they go to work. There's it's like no time off even. They're overworked, underpaid, and just stressed out by the current administration.
Yeah. They said they're dealing with 800,000 different people. He said, now some of the arrests that they are making and they're turning people around, a lot of the arrests are, guess what, single males, right?
No.
And what do you think their purpose is here?
No.
But they're
single
saying
males,
that
no.
not only are this, small percent, well, I don't want to say a small percentage, but, you know, out of that, maybe 400,000, 500,000 people, you know, this year will be seeking asylum. The rest are Well, they're saying estimate 1.5 million people. You know, most of them are single males. And then, of course, there's this surge of these illegal children coming across the border. I cannot understand how, one, Biden and Kamala Harris have not yet visited the border. It's beyond
because
my comprehension.
There's no issue. There's no
it's
issue.
Beyond... It's like they don't care.
There's no issue.
Right? So these poor states like Texas, what we're in, Arizona, California, we're now trying to come up with our own ways to protect the citizens of these states from this surge of illegal aliens. Let me tell you what. They are arresting people. They're arresting sex traffickers. They're arresting people that have felonies, drug charges, murder charges. And they say they send them back and they just keep coming back. Right? And the sad thing is people in America are not going to get upset until it hits their doorstep. What do you and I say all the time, Will? People ignore it until it personally affects them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But
I mean,
why would you do that? Why would you do that? Why would you wait until your child's life is taken or your family is personally affected? Why would you wait until that moment? I don't get it, you know?
You know, what it comes down to basically is that you have a lot of people that kind of ignore it, just live their lives day to day because they say it's directly not affecting them. That's what it comes down to. They say, well, it's not affecting me. I don't need to worry about it. But indirectly, it is affecting all of us as a nation because who you think is going to get it? I mean, who to say that your child or even yourself or a loved one riding down the street and somebody was in a vehicle that they shouldn't have been in. And people go, well, there's always been accidents and Americans always have killed Americans in the past. But you know what? If you can prevent something, why wouldn't you try?
Right.
That's what I don't understand. If you can prevent something, why not try?
You know, and often in cases where these people have come to our country illegally, when they kill somebody via vehicle, via on purpose, by killing, stabbing, whatever, they run away and aren't held accountable, and then we don't know where to find them. And then the families are left with the tragedy of losing a loved one. And I'm talking about to not only, you know, what I said before, but we're talking about sex trafficking. We're talking about drugs. We talked about last week how fentanyl is coming through the border. And that's going to affect families here in America.
Right?
It's a huge, huge problem.
And, to my understanding, I saw the report that was on Epic Times as well. And they were saying that a lot of this, the drugs are manufactured in China, and then the traffic through the southern border of the United States. So because of the relationship that Biden has with China, with Biden completing the wall, are they going to come in and tell him to stop? Or are they just going to say, well, because, I mean, really, do they need to? I mean, seriously, Biden can say, just bring it through the port of entry over here. No one will pay attention to that. I'll just have some... Military, I have certain personnel, I want to say military, I have certain personnel monitor this dock here, and you just bring it on in, and we'll just let it go past customs.
Right.
I mean, who's to stop it?
Yeah.
Who's to stop it? I mean, who's to stop Biden from doing that, right? Seriously, it's just a question. It's just a question, okay? I'm not saying that he is doing that, and I'm not suggesting that they should do that. We're just having a conversation about it.
Well, my question is, too, is, you know, it's been proven that these people are also bringing cases of the virus to America, and we're just releasing them into the public. I mean, we tell them to quarantine, we give them a place to quarantine, but at some point they're just released out into the public. And if COVID is such a big thing for them, why would they be opening up the border for people with the virus to flood in? And last month, within the past 2 months, they have also, the Border Patrol has also captured two Yemeni men who are on the FBI terror watch list, and they were also on the no-fly list, came through the border as well. So we also have terrorists coming in.
Just imagine they catch these two. What about the ones
That's exactly my point.
Imagine. And you know, the left will go, well, you can't say that there are any there. And you can. I mean, they're catching them.
Well, there's absolutely some there.
Well, the left will go, well, but they're catching them. You can't say that any got through because you don't know.
They're so overwhelmed with the border. I mean, even the Border Patrol's like, we can't get everybody. I mean, they just don't have the manpower. They were asking for freaking volunteers.
Yeah. You know what? I'll tell you, when I was down on the border, myself, and let me just tell you, I've been to the border before, and never before have I experienced such hospitality from Border Patrol. When we were riding along the border, we had Border Patrol pull up to us, and they were saying, what you doing? We said, we're here, freelance press, and we're, you know, documenting what's going on. And they, okay. And then they go, thank you for reporting on this. And I'm like, you know, they would say that constantly. So they were happy about it, especially because the current administration didn't want any press to record or document what's going on. But, you know, as soon as you do that, you can't stop it. That makes people more interested in something when you have a tyrannical government telling y'all not to talk about something. That just right there signal. Don't eat the last cookie in the cookie jar. Really? You're going to tell me not to eat it. Oh,
right.
That cookie just became very, very good.
Right. Well, the crisis at the border is going to have a huge impact on our country for years to come.
Huge. I mean, just January alone, they have released between 25 and 30,000 people into the population. Mm-hmm. And to my understanding, a lot of them don't even have a court date.
No
court date. Between 25 and 30,000. And, of course, they're saying that they're shipping them all to these, you know, red states because all of a sudden they're going to try to make it to where they can all vote. Same way they did California. I'm sorry. The same way they did California.
Right. Well, you know, and those people are going to come here and they're looking for jobs. Well, some of them are. You know, at some point they're going to come here and they're going to take American jobs. And I can see especially the, you know, Democrat states are going to be like, oh, you don't need an ID to have a job. Just like you don't need an ID to vote. You don't need this. You don't need that. You know,
I can see that, too. I mean, because a lot of places, especially along the border, unless you're a bilingual, you can't get a job.
Oh, yeah, it's very difficult.
But you know what? But you know what's amazing? Think about this. If you're an American citizen and you're not bilingual, you can't get a job. But if you only speak Spanish, you can get a job. Seriously. That's what they want. If you can't speak English, you can get a job in the United States of America and a lot of businesses along the border, or even just like in a lot of locations in California. And it's not even just to the border. But if you don't speak English, you can get a job. How is that not discriminating against American citizens?
Right. Well, on top of that, you know, we have this new Biden's infrastructure plan, which is not just about infrastructure. It is packed with agenda.
Globalist agenda. Infrastructure plan.
Right. And there have been, of course, anytime a president puts out some kind of a infrastructure, there's people that analyze it to see what the possible impacts of that plan are, right?
Let's see how we can destroy America policies.
So there was this
That's how I see it.
There was this study by a group called the National Association of Manufacturers, right? Because they're concerned, right? You're going to, along with this infrastructure package, Biden said, hey, I'm going to tell you how I'm going to pay for it. You know how I'm going to pay for it? All these great corporations that are hiring you and giving you medical care, you know, insurance and giving you living wages to provide for your families and giving you a sense of pride for being able to provide for your family. We're going to jack up their corporate tax by a lot, let me tell you. Right now the corporate tax is 21%. He wants to jack it up to 28%. I don't know if you've owned a business before, but that's a big chunk of change, right? It's almost like he's punishing them for being a business here in America. And they're saying that this association that conducted this study, they're saying that Biden's infrastructure plan will actually make will actually cost America 1 million jobs.
Well, you know what? But that's the idea. That's the idea. They want to come like they are the answer to all. Like they have the answers to fix all of this, but all they're going to end up doing is destroying America.
Right.
We see it. Many people see it. And you know what? The thing is, people don't need us to tell them what they're doing because people see it. And like, this is just ridiculous. And the only thing is when we're sitting here talking about, people go like, man, this is so disgusting. It's terrible. I see they're doing it. And a lot of people resonate to it because they see it and we're talking about it. So it's like a confirmation for a lot of people that's actually paying attention to what's going on. And for the people that's not paying attention to going on, they just go back to whatever it is they're watching and thinking that it's going to eventually go away. They go, well, this is just normal. It's just the go-around. This is what happens in the political atmosphere. No, no, and no.
Right. So let me tell you, you know, a lot of people that are for, let's say, you know, in support of plans like Joe Biden and raising the corporate tax, you know, they're usually not really in support of capitalist society, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, how many Democrats do say, oh, the rich keep getting richer and the poor keep getting poorer? America has thrived. You know, in America, actually, most of the businesses owned here in America are owned by small businesses, just so you know. That's how most people in America are making America thrive, small businesses. Then you do have corporate America, which, you know, employs people, gives them health benefits, actually helps people with education, with, you know, growing themselves. But here's another thing about corporates that people don't understand. When businesses come to a city, town, state, and they want to, you know, let's say, you know, you and I will, there was this church where we used to live, and they wanted to add on to the church, right? So in order for the church to add on, guess what? The city had all kinds of stipulations. So they had to, like, build a road, like a place that wasn't even near the church. They had, like, to invest in the city by providing funds for this road. They had to, instead of there was a stop sign in one location, they had to pay to put up a street light. Like, they have all these stipulations for this business that wants to come into the community. And that's what they do to corporate America, too. You know, corporate America, they actually, when they go into city states and stuff, there's a reason why those states normally want those businesses there. And it's not just to employ people. It's also because they help build up the city, the state, and so on. They contribute to freeways. They contribute to roads. They contribute to schools. They contribute to city downtowns and downtowns growing. They contribute to all that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just a matter of, you know, these people aren't paying enough taxes, because they are paying taxes, but they are also doing a ton of other things for the city.
But see, that's just the problem. That's the problem. And I've said this many times as well. President Trump was saying America first. The people in America come first. You have the left. They want to do just the opposite. America last, destroy the small business. They even said that if a small business is not going to pay their employees $15 an hour, and let's say this is an extremely small business that's just barely making it, maybe one or two employees, if you can't pay that small business, if the small business can't pay their employees $15 an hour, the left, they're saying we don't need those small businesses. And the small business is the backbone of this nation. And they know that. So
right.
That's why they're trying to put in all these policies.
Right.
And even these medium to large businesses that are, you know, paying their employees and stuff like that or whatever, they're putting policies on them because they can pay them $15 more, but they're going to put these policies on them to crush them.
Right.
And they're doing it right before our very eyes.
Right.
And so many people go, what can we do? What can we do? It's like there's nothing we can do. And it's like people are getting frustrated with it because they're losing their jobs. They're losing their health care. They're losing – we don't want to get into health care, but they're losing all of this stuff. And it's because of the policies that the left is doing. Before the pandemic came along, President Trump had the economy booming. It was beautiful.
Because President
people
Trump
were working.
Understood.
Yes, people were working. Mm-hmm. Businesses were meeting President Trump at the White House saying, Mr. President Trump, we make a pledge to bring X amount of jobs back to the United States of America because you remove the red tape, you remove all of these policies, and the left will go, oh, my goodness, he's going to help America out. We've got to do something to stop this. I don't care. We have to do it on a large scale.
Right.
Even if it affects the entire planet, we've got to stop Trump. That was their model. That was their goal. And we see it, the results of what they did today. So, hey, if someone wants to give us a call, Shannon, what was that number? Because I would love to hear what someone has to say, especially if you disagree with me.
Yeah. So the number is 516-595-8069. If you didn't have a pen and paper, the number again is 516-595-8069. Press 1 to come on the line with us. And you know what, Will? It's interesting because you were just talking about President Trump and his great policies and how he created all these jobs. And, you know, it's funny because the Democrats say we want to get people working. More than ever, Trump knew how to get people working.
Yes.
Unemployment for blacks was the lowest it ever been. Women had the women and minorities created more small businesses under President Trump than ever before.
Yes.
President Trump knew how to get people working.
Yes.
He knew how to put money in people's pockets. He knew how to improve people's livelihood by giving them opportunities to have a livelihood. Let me tell you something. When you want to tax corporate America, you're hurting Americans. I hate to tell them that. And see, the thing is people are so ignorant of how things work. And the Democrats, they play on these words. Right? They go, oh, the rich pay less taxes than you. And the people go, oh, no, they pay less than me. That's so unfair. Well, they're also paying for roads. They're paying for schools. They're paying for your health care. They're paying for you to have a livelihood for your family. They're paying for all these other things, people. This is how it works. But people are ignorant, and they think with their feelings instead of what is actually happening. And you know what? That's exactly what is happening with these gun laws that they're about to – that Biden is about to put out on Americans.
Oh, man. You know, the gun laws, what they're wanting to push onto us is completely disgusting. And so many of us said, as soon as they can, as soon as they do it, we all see it coming, they're going to want to take our guns. I'm just saying, is history repeating itself?
Yes.
And a lot of people go, you hear a lot of people on the left, especially when Obama, because Obama, he was kind of like hinting around with it. He was testing the waters.
Right.
But see, I think they've tested the waters enough. I think they're going to go full on.
They are.
And especially they're going to – okay, so we have these red flag laws that they've been trying to push onto us. That is going to be – that's going to get hit with a shot of steroids.
Right. First, I want to tell everybody – producer just told me to make sure I tell you guys to press 1 to come on the line with us. Call 516-595-8069. Yes, please press 1 to come on the line with us. But Will.
So they just need to push the number 1 button on the phone.
Yeah,
so
they can
press
it to Will.
Okay.
So Biden is calling this new gun control. He's saying that he's doing these gun control laws or actions, he's calling them. Because why? Because guns are now a new public health crisis. Did you know that?
It's a public health crisis.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yes. So, and the person that he put in charge of the ATF, which is the alcohol, what is it? The Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms Organization, is a total gun control advocate. He works for the Giffords that are out of Arkansas, where I don't know if you remember Gifford. She was in a representative in Congress.
Is it Coffee Gifford? Tammy Gifford?
Was it? Something. Her husband.
She was at an event, right?
Yes, and she like got shot or whatever. So they're like huge on, you know, gun control. And this guy actually worked with them. So Biden is telling us one thing. But his actions are telling us another. See, that's what you always have to pay attention to when you're dealing with Democrats. They tell you one thing to get you triggered, emotional, so on, and then they do another thing. Their actions go another way, which are actually to control you, to limit you, to incorporate big government, right? Biden is saying to everyone, listen. This has nothing to do. They're trying to scare you and tell you this is about limiting your gun rights. It is not about limiting your gun rights. Total lie, right? But most people who follow Biden will go, oh, see, he said don't worry. He said don't worry about that.
Don't
We're
worry.
Not going to take it. Don't worry.
Don't worry. Be happy. Now.
Right. Be happy. We're going to take care of it.
Don't
right
worry.
Away.
You know what? What was Ronald Reagan said? I think he said, the nine most scariest words you can hear from the government? I am from the government, and I'm here to help.
Exactly. Before we keep talking about this, though, we have William on the line from Arizona. William, what you got for Will?
Are you talking to me now?
We're talking to you, William. Hey, thanks for calling.
Hey, Will. I love your show. I'm 73 years old. I'm a veteran
young man
of the Vietnam War, and I'm an American.
You know what, sir? Thank you so much for your service.
Well, you're welcome. It was an honor, but it wasn't really a pleasure.
I completely understand, young man.
I was honored to serve my country. You're welcome. My thought for today is this. We all talk about all of these issues, and our country is becoming more divided. And we used to think back in the 60s, 70s, there was going to be a race war. Well, I don't think that. I don't think that's going to happen. What I'm thinking is evil is going to be fighting good. Yes. Now, I don't hate a soul person in this world, but I do hate the evil that's inside of them. And that doesn't matter what color they are. Now, people think, oh, they call me a white racist because my skin is light-colored. But
did
if
you
I
know
were
Nancy
white...
Pelosi called me, Nancy Pelosi called me a white supremacist, and I'm a black male. But so we're in the same boat. I'm glad to ride with you, sir.
But the thing of it is, and the way I look at it, I don't hate a soul. I have people of color that are my friends that have been friends for 30, 40 years. I served with people of color in the military. We all bleed red.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
And for these communists, and what it boils down to is, I'm commanded by Almighty God to hate evil. And that's a commandment. We are to hate evil with all of our mind, soul, and body. So what we have to do in order to counter all this garbage that's going on is to pray that we stick together. And there are 75 million plus now Americans who will not allow this government to take our weapons from us. What are they going to do, kill us all?
You know what? I think the solution to that, and I think what's going to happen is that they're going to set an example between, it's just me guessing. Now, I don't want to be right in this because I have time and I'm sitting there thinking about what they're going to do. And if I'm correct, what they will do is they will get maybe between 2 to 4 million people that will, you know, rise up against all this stuff, and they will set an example out of them. The same way they did in Venezuela. And then when everyone's watching it on the internet and on television, those of us that feel the same way, a lot of us are going to go, well, you know what, I don't want to do that. I have kids and I have to go to work. I have X, Y, Z. So they'll step back and allow the rest of the tyranny to come in effect. Yeah. I hope and pray that I'm wrong. I hope that if that ever happens, now, and I'm not calling for it, but if it happens, I pray that the 75, I think it's actually between 80 million to 100 million, but I would pray that every last one of them say, you know what, we're done. We're going to stop this. You evil people are done. You're out.
Right.
But that would be my hope.
William, let me ask
you. Just remember this. There were 196 men who gave their life and their all, Texas. And and they went up, those 196 men went up against a force of 7,000 crack Mexican troops. And they got killed. But what did Santana lose? He lost the war. So if I have to give my life, to save this country, I'm 73. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee.
Hey, William.
That is powerful.
William, do you think, though, you know, my concern is as I'm watching things happen, the Democrats are very good about chiseling away our right? So they're not going to come and actually take our guns all at once. They will do it slowly, over time, by little laws. And what it is they take a step, and then all Americans, like, oh, what can we do? And then they take another step, and
so
oh, what
for example,
we do?
So for example, right now they're calling the gun violence a health crisis.
Right, you know. So then, of course,
and where is the massive gun violence in this country? They're in Democrat cities and Democrat states.
Right?
You are
right.
So correct.
They don't ever say that on the news media.
Oh, right. No, of course they don't. Right. Of course they don't.
Yeah, I just hope that people pay attention, and we need to stand up for our rights, even on the smallest.
Well, this is one thing I'd like to say.
Sure.
If they want to come and get my gun, they're going to get it. Business end first.
I like it. All right. Well, thank you.
Because I'm ready to die. I'm not afraid of death.
You know what?
I know
you and
where
I
I'm
both
going.
Are the same way, sir. You know what? I'd rather die a free man than die in bondage.
Well, yes. Back in the 60s, we had a saying, I would rather be dead than red. And that should go out today. I'd rather be dead than to be red. In other words, I don't want to be a communist.
Yeah, yeah, I completely get it.
Yeah.
I completely get it.
Amen to that. All right, thank you,
William. Thank you so much for the call, sir.
All right, so we have another
caller,
Will.
You're welcome, and God, may God bless you, and like the Irish say, may the good Lord take a liking to you.
Oh, I love it.
All right, take care, take care.
He actually had a great voice. He'd be good on...
Oh, yeah.
He'd be great on radio. Okay, listen, we have another caller.
Was great. He was on our radio show. He was great.
Yeah, he was. Okay, so we have Hanley, I believe it is, from Michigan. This person is a legal immigrant from South America. Hanley, are you with us? I hope I'm saying that right. If not, let Will know exactly how to say your name.
Hi, yes, I'm a legal immigrant from South Africa, and my name is Hanley.
Hanley.
Okay.
Thank you so much for giving us the call. So,
thank you,
you know
Will.
What? Thank you for calling in. So let me just get off the bat here, because you can tell me why you're calling, but
yep.
I got to know, being a legal immigrant coming to this country, because I know you've paid your dues, you went all through the process, for you to see them react this way or them to allow all of this illegal immigration, do you feel like you've been disenfranchised, like you've been cheated?
Yes, for sure. I feel that it's not fair. Why it cost me thousands of dollars to get from South Africa to this country. Legally, it's not possible to get anybody into this country, but illegally, you can walk in, which is very unfair to me. So, yes, I do think it's unfair.
Well, you know, a lot of people say that, well, these people spend thousands of dollars, too. Because when I was on the border, there was cases that I heard it's between $4,000 and $10,000. Depending on how far they have to travel. But that's still no excuse. You did it the proper way.
Yeah.
They're just
yes.
doing it through the drug cartel and these coyotes,
yeah.
which and
yes.
then a lot of them lose their lives and their children are just put in harm's way.
Yeah, let me ask you this. Do you feel that they love America and they respect America the same way you do?
No,
by
ma'am.
Coming here illegally?
Because they come to the country and they want to build their own small country in your country. I am now
exactly.
an American too. And I'm proud to be an American. And I didn't come here to build a small South Africa. I came here to be integrated into the United States and be part of it. I didn't come here to bring whatever was in my country to your country or my
How
old
long
country,
have you been here?
Which this is my new country. I
right.
think
you're an American now.
I'm an American now, legalized. We did the whole process. We went through everything, yes. And right. I think it's now the 12th year that I've been in the country.
The 12th year?
Yep.
Well, congratulations.
And you know what? We're glad you're here.
Yeah, and we, you know
Thank
what?
You.
We love when people migrate to America and have the same idea of America the way you do.
Right. I mean, my family came from Italy and Yugoslavia, so I understand what it's like to want to come to America to better your life, you know, your family's future. I get it. I understand. I respect it. We absolutely want people to come to America. We just want them to come legally. And you know what?
Yes.
You said another key part. You became an American completely, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you wanted to create, you know, you left Africa, South Africa. You didn't want to bring South Africa to America. I mean, there's a reason why you left it. Right?
Well, yeah.
Well,
so let me ask you
this. The reason I left it was
because
my husband loved the United States, and he said, always said, this is the land of opportunity, but you've got to make that opportunity. You can't sit back. And this is my question.
Wow.
I have a small business. And then I advertise to try and get people to come work in this business. And then they tell me, if you'll pay me under the table, I can come work. Because if I get more than $80 a month, I cannot claim Social Security. This boggles my mind. I just don't understand this. Why does the government feed these people and they sit at home, they make a phone call to me and they say, do you have a job for me? And I say, no, I don't. And then they go back and they say, I've tried to get a job. They don't have a job for me, so now pay me for social. I don't understand this. It doesn't make sense to me.
Right.
I didn't have this in South Africa. You work or you die. Those are your two choices.
Well, they want people to depend on them. The government wants you to depend on them because then they can control you. And you know what? Honestly, when they say they want to stay on Social Security, basically the government is keeping them at the poverty line, right?
Yes.
And then they have more control when you're at the poverty line. I worked in human resources for many years.
Yeah, what do you call that?
I'm sorry?
What do you call that? Communism.
Yeah, it's
right.
Communism.
Right.
Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah, I worked in human resources, and I would see the same thing. You know, we paid really good wages where I used to work, and we would hire people, and they would come back to me and say, well, listen, I can't take the job because you're going to pay me too much, and I can't get my benefits anymore. And I'm sitting here thinking, well, isn't your goal in life to get off of dependence of the government and become self-sufficient and provide? Have a sense of pride and provide for your family because of your own ability, right? But and quite honestly, I hate to say it, I worked in the hood, and that was the mentality. I want something for free, right?
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
It was very difficult to get that type of mentality hired. It was very hard to put them in management positions, which we were supposed to try to be able to do. I mean, it was very difficult. And so it's interesting that Kamala Harris comes out and says, well, we're giving these people a stimulus plan, and they're going, it's going to lift all these people out of poverty.
It's going to take everybody out of poverty. We're going to, basically, Kamala Harris is pushing it that we're going to end poverty, and all it's doing is causing more people to get on drugs and more, just, it's so much more, so much crazier.
But see, that's what they want. These people that get that stimulus package, they don't want to make it better for themselves because then next time the stimulus package comes around, they're not going to get that free money. They want that free money.
I don't get stimulus, nothing. I don't get that.
Yeah.
I'm a legal immigrant. I get nothing. Nobody gave me anything. I've worked for what I've got. We came to this country in our late 50s. So, you know, in at the age like 54 and older, myself and my husband, and we bought our own place, we bought our own house. We have to work for every cent that we get. So
So let me ask you this. Go ahead.
It just boggles my
mind. How do you feel about Biden taxing these businesses and corporations all this money in order to pay for his Democrat agenda wish list?
I mean, if you cannot see what's going on, if you can't see what they're doing, then there must be something wrong with you because the government cannot keep giving. What is happening right now? Gas is going up. Food is going up. Somebody's got to pay for it. Who do you think is
going
to pay for it?
We're
paying for everything. It's so crazy. But do people
everything. I had a conversation. I was going to say I had a conversation, or I know someone that had a conversation with a person that was doing yard work, and they said that they were going to bring gravel in and dirt, but the price for it, all of that has gone up tremendous amount, and they have to pass it on to the customer.
Yeah, they're apologizing.
Dirt even more. I mean, it's ridiculous. The gas pump, and the people that can't relate, just go pump some gas. I mean, seriously, no matter where you are in the country.
Well, thank you for being here. Thank you for being a part of our fiber of the America. And you know what? Having your small businesses and contributing to the community, that's amazing, and we appreciate it.
Well, thank you. And I always watch you, Will, and I love the show. Thank you for having me on. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Wow. That's awesome. I mean, you know, to hear the young man that called in and served in the military and how he feels about the country, and he's willing to stand up and fight for the nation. And then you hear her coming from South Africa, and she's just disappointed in what they're doing to the nation. And they're all – and the whole thing is they're trying to implement communism, pushing on all of us, And you mentioned it, it's just like the frogs in the pot. They're slowly boiling us and then it's just going to be at the point to where we don't know, and bam, because not enough people are paying attention. You have some people, right? And everyone that is paying attention have it in their mind, because I've done it too. This is the reason why I'm saying this, is because I see all this crazy stuff is going on, and I get it, what they're doing, but there's many, many, many people out there that don't have a clue. And I'm sitting there thinking, well, if I'm seeing this, surely everybody else is seeing it. Surely.
Yeah. Well, like we said, people don't really pay attention until it hits them in the pocket.
Yeah.
Right? And then it's too late, right? So to me, I mean, just like you have these voter laws and we have this infrastructure package, you know, they're telling everybody, oh, don't be afraid. This is for the better of this. Oh, you know, now they're trying to restrict your voting, you know, or their, what do they call it? Voter suppression is,
yeah, they
is
said that in
happening
Georgia,
in Atlanta.
Voter suppression
when
law.
It's really not. It's really not.
They're saying that we have a voter, they're passing voter suppression law, voter suppression laws. And you know what?
But the thing is, what my point was.
Okay, go ahead.
Is instead of people going and researching for themselves to see what it's really about.
Just listen to what the lying liberal
right.
media is going to tell you.
That's
and then, oh,
do.
I have all the answers because that's what they told me.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what
they
told, and you know
what? They told me.
It's really people in Atlanta and Georgia should be highly, highly upset with the major baseball league, the MLB, or the NBA.
MLB,
yeah, major baseball league, yeah. They should be highly upset with them saying, wait a minute, the laws that they're putting in place is going to make sure that my vote counts. And it's, you see the Democrats, the left, they're beautiful manipulators. They say, oh, people, they're going to make it tougher for black and brown people from voting, which in actuality, this law is going to make it easier for people to vote.
Well, it makes whoever people vote for actually win.
Yeah, well, yeah, if you voted for this person, your vote counts. So for them to say that, you know, for those of you that are listening in that don't know, I'm a black male. Where I'm more butterscotch color, but I'm, in America, I'm considered to be a black male with dreadlocks.
You're brown.
Brown. But anyways, to them, I don't know how to use the internet.
You don't.
To them, I don't know how to find a DMV.
Yeah.
To them, I don't even know how to vote. So I need the government to hand me and tell me how to vote, who to vote for, where to go, and when to do it. Because other than that, because of my complexion, I don't get it. And
you know what? That's actually interesting to me. Because just like what she just said, these people can't have a job or report that they have a job because of Social Security benefits. Does that not tell those people how much control the government now has over them?
But it's like they want the control over
them. I don't
get
it.
They want the control because it's free money. It means, you know what? It's just
it feels good to get free money.
I got this free money, and you know what? Give me this free money. Give me this free money. I talked to this one lady. She worked in a grocery store, and she used to tell me how she got highly upset because illegals would come in there with these EBT cards, and these EBT cards would have $1,200 on them.
Right?
$1,200. $1,500, and she says she used to get so upset because they're getting all this free money, and she's working to give it to them because they take it out of her check and give it to them.
Yeah.
And they don't have to do nothing.
Right. You know, they do that in order to keep those people at the poverty line so they can control them. That is how it is, because I'll tell you what, at one point, my family needed assistance, and they wouldn't give it to us because we owned a house. They say, you own a house, we can't help you.
That's ridiculous.
And I'm sitting there going, now, wait a minute,
no,
I need help.
Wait a minute, you own a house, no job, right? No job, nothing.
We can't help you.
But we can't help you because you own a home.
Right, so.
But you can't pay for the home, you can't feed anybody at home.
Which
is fine. Not going to help you. But,
moved on.
But you should, but you know what? Maybe people like that say, well, you know what, I'm illegal. Do you have any papers? Nope, I'm illegal. Okay, here you go. Here's $1,200. Have at it.
Yeah, we want to. It's right for us to give them money so they can survive. But you know what? What is that saying? Teach a man to fish, he'll fish for life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't, in America, They're doing the opposite.
Well,
they don't want
we know
people to
doing.
Be right. They don't want people to be self-sufficient.
Well, you know,
they don't want
and it is. It's the mechanism going directly to communism.
Right.
That's exactly what it is.
And like William, our caller earlier said, it's evil. These people are evil.
Yeah, yeah. I've been calling them evil for the longest now, you know, and they don't like me calling them evil, but yet they do evil.
You know, God
things.
Gave us freedom, honestly. We came out here to make our own decisions.
Yeah.
Democrats don't want you to make your own decisions.
Nope.
They think they know better for you, what's best for you than you know what's best for you.
Yep. The Democrats are the left. In general, they say, well, you know what, because we are for humanity, and we're going to tell you how humanity should be and how you should be and the way you should think. I had this female that I've known for years. And I used to work with her at this company when I was in Arkansas. And I, you know, I talked to her on social media and stuff like that. And then one day we're going back and forth, and one day she unfriended me. And we were having a conversation. It's the only reason why. No, and I said, she didn't block me, but she unfriended me. And I said, so I sent her a message and said, hey, what's going on? I hope everything's okay. Is there a problem? Did I do something to offend you? Because I noticed you unfriended me. And she go, no, you really didn't do anything to offend me. And I said, so why did you unfriend me? She said, I don't like the way you think. I'm like, whoa. I don't like the way you think. And come to find out, she's a total socialist, communist, Democrat, liberal, all sold up into one. All of them. She's a leftist. And she has this mindset and mentality that none of it counts unless they make it count. She has a mentality that you have to agree and believe in all of these sinister demonic way.
Yeah, it just goes back to what our caller earlier said. You know, our country is divided, and it's really not on racism. It's on good and evil.
It is.
We're divided because one side is for good and one side is working for evil.
Yep.
And
you know what? These people that are evil, they try to present themselves like they are the light in the world.
Oh, that's what the devil did.
But they're doing it now. They're literally doing it right now. They come across and they say, no, we are happy. We want to have a gay old time.
Yeah.
We are the ones that's looking out for humanity.
Right.
You need to listen to us because we know what's best for all of you. They present themselves like they are the light in the world, and they're doing everything that is evil.
Mm.
Evil. Because these people are literally evil.
So that's what our world is transitioning into.
We're
transitioning into evil.
Yep. And America is the last stronghold. America is the last stronghold. So if we do not
do our job,
and I'm
do
not
our part,
and be, just be clear for everyone that's listening, we are not calling for violence.
Oh no.
We are not Antifa. We are not BLM. We're not, and we don't have Kamala Harris money that's going to bail you out if you go out and commit a crime.
You need to be that light in the world.
We're not the ones.
You need to educate people. You need to inform people. You need to enlighten people. Just like Jesus says, we need to be disciples.
Yes.
We need to be like that for our country. You know, we need to tell people what is right, what is wrong. Help those people that are confused or just ignorant of what these laws and legislation is being passed will do to the future of our country.
Yeah, yeah.
Because once it happens,
just think about your children, everyone. Just think about your grandchildren
or loved ones.
And seriously, because right now, if the left continues down this path, and personally, I give it 6 months. 6 months, especially before the midterm elections. That this country is going to dramatically change so much that it would not be recognizable at all. And if someone from the past came today and they saw it, they would not recognize America today already. And just give it another 6 months or this two-year term. And seriously, I'm not talking about the 4-year term, but just the 2 years, and we would never recognize America again because it's already at that point. It's at that point. All right, everybody. Hey, I want to thank you so much for joining us thank you so much for listening in. Thank you so much for sharing this wherever you're viewing this, or I'm sorry, wherever you're listening to this at. And again, get out your mobile device. Send me a text, 88202, and type my name in, Will. God bless everyone. We will see you next Thursday.
You were listening to ATP Radio. Make sure to text Will, W-I-L-L, to 88202 to be notified of our future radio shows.